96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, March 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Mr. Producer, I take it Howard beat it bad during the show today. Huh? Because look here, man. I mean, Aaron and Kapunkel up. But big up to Howard because at least the chair was in the right spot. But boy, look here. What happened to this mic? My God. Hey. You got this mic trained, Mr. Producer. If I say stay, will it stay? Stay. All right. You boy not in the company right up until 6 p.m. And happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. And let's jump right into it. You know, I got your trivia lined up because I want to make place in a good space. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to check in with Abaco. Roscoe Thompson and the crew will be checking in from Abaco in short order. So we'll see the latest, what's going on down there in Abaco. And then, of course, you know, we'll do our usual. We'll check out the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, The Buzz by John Shoes. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, The Global Woman, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll take up my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And I got some info for you from the Island Game. And who knows, Cuban really might make a return today. You never know. Hey! So, with that being said, that's all coming up on the flip side of the, you know, throughout the hour and on the flip side of the breaks coming up. But here's how you chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, here's your trivia for today. Oh, and plenty from wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, recent survey of 100 Bahamian professionals, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 65%, or 65 out of 100, have stolen or taken or borrowed these items from work, or this item from work. This is the most popular item they borrow from work, all right, or steal, or you know, take, or thief, all right? 65% of the professional survey, 50 men, 50 women, said this is the number one item that they take from their job. Cool. So think about it. It's a popular item because 65 out of 100 people admit they take it. So now you got to think what that popular item is. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and lunch or dinner of your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Ready? Steady? Go. And they're off. And they're all wrong. Y'all on the road today, boy. Y'all on the road today. All right. So while y'all work on that, Mr. Producer, let me know when we got Abaco chimed in. We good with Abaco? All right, I'll be to them in short order. Let me just get the headlines in. Who was making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Be sure to check them out Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your shopping pleasure, all right? And check them out online as well. Do your shopping online, finethreads.com. And then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Now, before we get to the headliners, Mr. Producer, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Sorry, is it Pen or Match?
Pardon, love?
Pen or Match.
No, not Pen, not Match either. Think about it and call me back, okay? All right. All right, let's jump on in. Retailers fire back at Halkidas. Appeal for meeting with government. Story by Candia Dames, executive editor. Vice president of the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association, Vasco Bastian, yesterday expressed deep disappointment and Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Halkidas' response to the cries of the retailers for a margin adjustment, stating that Halkidas clearly has some kind of a problem with a group of Bahamian business people. Speaking in the Senate last Thursday, Halkidas said the government is not prepared to entertain any increased margins for petroleum retailers if it means the price of gas at the pump will increase, and appealed to the association to talk with the government. So basically, the price can go up. He ain't moving. Halkidas saying, I ain't budging. Price can go up. It's got to go up. It's got to go up. Talk to the government. So they're trying to, and now you're not entertaining any increase? So that ain't talking to nobody. That's basically, tote it, take it. Boy, look here. I suggest now the Retailers Association partner with the community, partner with the citizens, partner with the car drivers and the truck drivers and the jitney drivers and the livery drivers and all of that. Come together and say, listen, if we can't get a margin increase, these people are going to suffer at the pump. We have no other choice. People are going to lose their job because we're going to have to go full service, so on and so forth. Okay? No, they don't teeth time. You're too funny with that one. Key, 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 key. No. And I think that kind of partnership might speak, you know, have a little more power, a little more weight, speak more volumes to the government if approached by the retailers and by the citizenry. Because having a flippant attitude to where the situation is not going to work. Kind of surprised by Mr. Halkidas, but to tell you the truth. Mount Moriah F&M branch books minutes for speaking engagement. Story by assistant broadcast editor. Former Prime Minister Dr. Huben Minnis will attend the Free National Movement's Mount Moriah Constituency Association on March 21st. This is according to the association's chairman, Bennett Minnis, who said yesterday the party's leadership has no authority to dictate who speaks at the meetings. I understand Bennett was flying off with all them racial slurs when he was in charge of, or was on the board of War Insurgency. Boy, if anybody should have been muzzled as you back then, boy. Wow! That was some racial slurs, eh? My God. Anyway, I digress. In opposition, PLPs had opposed RCI going to PI altogether. Now, as the administration, it's all good. Ah, Lord. and a Bahamian thrown completely under the bus by two administrations on this situation. On the campaign trail, it was period, we're not doing any business like that. And now, boom, here we go again. It's all good. I tell you, I see videos circulating to disgruntled as well over there on PI. Oh, boy. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, no, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
I'm fine. You know, I listen to more talk shows right now. I really don't call some of the talk shows anymore. I like Aaron Green, Nuri, and you, and I don't call some of the talk shows anymore, man.
I notice you've been laying in the cut, man. You've been conspicuous by your absence. I figure you're laying in the cut. You got some, you know, some in the
works. Yeah, but I just call you to let you know that we paying all these taxes, man. You know, I just go by the old timers and masters on between Blue Road and Market Street.
Right.
No Wi-Fi over there, man. We paying all these taxes, man. Now, whoever in charge of that BCC, fix it or the Prime Minister need to fire these people, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the best
if you
park in the island, man. No Wi-Fi. The train can't do the home way to it to be in the park right now, man.
No, man.
Saturday and Sunday, we no Wi-Fi in the park, man.
And they promised you Wi-Fi out there, right?
No Wi-Fi. Live right now over here.
But it was promised, though, correct?
It's BDD. Hey, you just keep licking them with that, because I can speak to them. I can try to get Mr. Leon with them, because he was in one of my chat groups, too, man. It's a shame in this country.
Thanks for that heads up, man. I'm glad you brought that to my attention, because that should
it's
be
a shame,
correct.
Naughty.
Correct. And I was promised up there.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for taking my call, my brother.
Always, JJ. Always a pleasure. Be safe, bro. All right, so let's slide out of the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? Get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John's reminds you, new arrivals in stock every Monday, every Tuesday, ladies. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. And in addition to a wide selection of footwear for men, women, and children, formal, casual, athletic. They have all the work accessories to go along with it for your work fashions and your fast fashions as well. And now they have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at John's. So be sure to check them out, both locations. All right, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. Let's check out some of these comments real quick. Afternoon. I truly feel that Mr. Minnis knows quite well what he's doing. He's quite aware he cannot and will not be reelected. However, because he dislikes Mr. Pintard, I feel Mr. Minnis is doing all he can to disrupt the party. If he doesn't get in, then Pintard doesn't get in. That's his strategy. Dog in the mangery. Okay. Naughty, tell JJ to keep on calling, and he's a good caller. He's very vocal with good points. JJ, you got a fine club, boy. You got a fine base. I tell you. All right, let's get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And, of course, every Monday we see what's the buzz in Abaco. And, of course, I got my good friend Roscoe Thompson in our studio with me today. And I think we got some special guests, right?
Got Daphne on with us.
Hey, how are you, Daphne? Long time no speak. Hope all is well.
I'm good. Good to hear you.
Well, tell me what's going on down there with the chamber. Roscoe, I coming to you for a second, man. I always talking to you. Let me see what's going on with Daphne. What's happening
in
relation to the Chamber of Commerce and the business owners and folks with a stake in the rebuild of Abaco? Where are we at since we last spoke?
We're right here struggling, trying to get everything pulled back together. And I must say we're making some headway. We're quite pleased with new businesses coming on stream, old businesses rebuilding and looking more beautiful than ever. Congratulations goes out to Konkin and Snappers and the marina there.
Snappers is back up and running.
All slips are packed full.
Good for Snappers, man. That's a good little spot right there, man.
Yeah, and Michael Aubrey, Konkin. Roscoe, what's the name of the marina? Is it still operating as Konkin?
Konkin, and then you got the Jib Room that just reopened this past week.
Pictures look beautiful. I haven't had a chance to go in and check it out, but I sure will be going in.
So I'm glad to know that that's getting back up and running, and the slips you said are full, correct? Got a lot of vessels in there.
It looks full, and they don't have a big hotel, but all the hotel rooms they had available are booked. Not quite sure how many, but I'll be going in this week to check it out with Michael Aubrey to see what basically their facility does provide. Yeah.
So where are we at as far as folks rebuilding their personal, you know, homes and their homesteads and their properties? How are we with that?
Well, there's still a lot of places, you know, in Murphytown, Dundastown, a lot of our local homeowners who are struggling and still not able to get the repairs necessary. I had actually a call yesterday from a Hopetown property owner who was saying, you know, hope for them with getting any exemptions now that, you know, is SERS dead completely? Will they revisit or take one-on-one cases? Because they lost everything. And psychologically, they were not prepared to even put in an application when applications were being made. They didn't think they'd ever rebuild or have a home of their own again. And now, of course, you know, with the healing time that's passed and with the encouragement of other people building around them, they now see themselves clear to perhaps being able to rebuild. My thought is you should never give up until you've tried. And hopefully on a one-on-one basis, once you can prove the extent of your losses, the government may consider extending some concessions.
Oh, wow. May consider extending some concessions.
They have considered, well, they have approved the extension of concessions that were made during that 3-year period.
Okay, that's good to know.
When you could, yeah. People legitimately who couldn't get everything done within that period, who had approved forms and took them in, they did extend them. But I think what they may need to take into consideration was the psychological impact that people had. And I would hope that on a one-on-one basis, they would consider each case and give concessions where concessions are genuinely due. Roscoe, what's your take on that?
No, I agree with you because you still have a lot down on Eastern Shores that haven't rebuilt, second homeowners, because they just finally got, I know they're supposed to finally just got water out that way. So I went to the Bahamas, Norty, we went hard at them last week, but I'm going to keep on saying it, boy.
You got to keep going hard. Squeaky wheel get the moist water.
They promise a lot, but they haven't really delivered yet.
Now, are we still in a situation with housing as well? I wanted to ask this. I got a text here asking the same thing. Because obviously they've been following this like we bring it every Monday. What's the situation with housing for nurses, teachers, police, defense force, and of course, any other, you know, frontline workers that may still have had issues with housing? Has that improved at all?
Still difficult. A lot of places over here have gone Airbnb now. So to find long-term rentals, they're slowly starting to come on. But on the flip side of it, the demand is so high there that the prices are just, you know, outrageous.
So we still like at an impasse with that. So that means that the numbers of the police down on the island shouldn't be where they should be, correct?
Correct. From what I gathered, they just transferred some police last week or the week before. So I don't know if they're bringing in new police. And what was that charge? The U.S. Embassy earmarked a bunch of vehicles for Abaco and Grand Bahama for Hurricane Dorian. We've yet to see any over here. Are they keeping them in Nassau? Are they going to send you know, other vehicles. You remember, I think that was in the paper a couple weeks ago.
What say, Roscoe? You broke up a little bit?
The U.S. Embassy. Didn't they donate a bunch of vehicles for,
there was a donation
for Abaco and Grand Bahama?
Right. There was a donation. Now, I don't know if the vehicle's going to end up there or elsewhere, but...
I hope it isn't like what happened with the promises, just like you were saying earlier, you know, Toby Smith, you know,
yeah,
they
did a number on Toby, man.
The PLP was behind him and, you know, we're going to do, and they were criticizing the F&M, and, you know, here they go and they shafted him.
Big time.
You know, It's just frustrating.
We both know Toby, and he will not go silently into that good night. All right.
No, but it's, you know, give the Bahamian the opportunity, man.
I'm sorry, but you keep fading in and out. My internet is up and down at the moment, and I keep missing half of what you guys are saying.
We were talking about Paradise Island and the with Toby Smith.
And the RCI development.
Taking it out of the hands of Bahamians and putting it into the foreign hands.
Correct.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, 99-year lease.
And the environmental impact hasn't come back yet, 100%. You know, up in arms about it, you know, with the impact that it could have. You got Joe Darvall all up in arms. And, you know, when Uncle Joe got fired up, you know, he can carry him to task. And they can't proceed without knowing what the ramifications are going to be.
But shouldn't this discussion have been had before signing a 99-year lease?
Yeah. Or a lease of any long-term lease, correct?
That's typical. Even over here right now, you know, you have a Sweetings Village development or low-income housing being proposed in Sweetings Village in Spring City. But they've not held the town hall meeting or a public meeting or advertised in the Tribune or the Guardian, which is what they need to do. And that's why I say, you know, even with the immigration issues, you know, it's all talk. You know, they've got the injunction lifted. You still have people building houses, which annoys me more than anything, because how can I stop a Bahamian from building a house? And right down on the road, you have going up and nobody's doing their job and stopping
them. Well, you can't stop a Bahamian from doing what you're allowing illegal
immigrants to do. That's a big talking point right there.
And that's what I'm saying.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick.
The first person that they try to stop needs to take that to court and challenge the government on discrimination against Bahamians.
Yep.
They're opening up a Pandora's box with that one.
One set of people could break the law.
Let's go to the
one set of people could break the law. They're opening it up for everybody to break the law.
Agreed.
And
Daphne.
I'm not suggesting anybody should break the law, but if you're going to turn a blind eye to people who don't have a vested interest in this country and then persecute those who do, well, that just ain't happening.
We have a serious problem with that, definitely. And there are far too many Bahamians being left disenfranchised and disillusioned in all of this, while others from other parts of the world are running roughshod.
Roscoe, yesterday I drove to the Turtle Rocks area, and driving along the highway on left and right, all I could see were houses in the bush, both sides of the road. I was shocked. Well, I shouldn't say shocked, but I mean, they just come up like out of nowhere. And if I could see it from the road, how did we let it get to the point where there's 200, not one or two?
Because nobody will listen. Nobody will listen to us. Nobody will listen to local government. You go to Ministry of Works.
Not only will they not listen, they won't take any action.
They won't do anything.
But Daphne,
here's a reason why I think the action
isn't being taken, because when you campaign on the narrative of we are Bahamians of Haitian descent, I am you and you are me, what do you expect? The chickens are coming home to roost.
Naughty.
Of course they're going to look the next week.
I don't have a problem with a Bahamian going about it of Haitian descent or whatever way.
Correct.
No issues with that. But when you go and build on crown land or land
which is illegal and Bahamians get persecuted for that,
leased to you from a Bahamian for industrial or agricultural, that is against the law. The Attorney General Ryan Pinder needs to get out of his office and start getting these things and taking these people to court and earning the money that he's sitting there doing besides going to the Senate.
And I think the judge, a long-awaited ruling from the judge came through, and now they need to act on that. They've gotten a green light. Do it in accordance with all the international human rights treaties that we've signed on to and protocols adhere to them, but get it done.
Get it done.
There should not be 200
Desmond
more.
They stopped Desmond Bannister from doing it after. They were all up in arms and stopped Desmond. It's a sore subject, but it needs to be done, and it needs to be done the right way.
But it has to be done. I agree.
They need to stop houses from being built and it continuing to get out of hand as we speak.
And it's up over 300%, right? I mean, Daphne just said almost 200 homes you can actually see now from the road.
Oh, easy, man. Easy. Right from the highway. You don't even have to go deep in the bush to find these.
So that's almost approaching subdivision status now.
Some of them are bigger than subdivisions, Naughty.
Wow. And still nothing. Not one bulldozer, not a tractor, not a notice posted on a property.
I don't even
nothing.
Want a bulldozer. All I want you to do is to stop them from building illegally. It is against the law. End of story.
What's the situation on Hopetown? I see they had a big raid the other day.
They've had raids, and I got to give immigration credit, LaRota, over here, as I do most weeks. His hands are tied. He can only do so much with the manpower that he has, but he's doing a decent job and getting things done. But the thing about it is we're finding a lot of people that are coming here, have work permits from people in Nassau. You know, those people should be fined in Nassau.
Yeah, they've got to go to the person who's providing the work permits. And what
right.
I don't understand is, is it in fact true that people are getting off the plane from Haiti, first time arriving?
I have heard it. I have not seen it.
With work permits in hand?
Remember though, Daphne, for you to have a work permit to come to the Bahamas, you have to be out of the country, and then you are granted your work permit or renewal of a work permit to come back into the country. You know, I know that one time that's what it was, but
yeah.
I have heard that they are getting off with documents, and I think immigration needs. Sorry, Naughty, I don't mean to.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
The time, but it's really frustrating. Miss Lovely,
do they have to be? Roscoe, do they have to be able to speak English to get a work permit?
You don't.
Do you think that should be considered as a requirement?
I think there should be some criteria when you're getting work permits, naturalized, and citizenship.
I agree.
And when they pick up people coming in off of these boats that are definitely coming from construction sites, and their work permit is for farm laborer. Is that not a violation?
That is a penalty. That is against the law. If you are a holder and I hold a work permit for, and I'm going to use Inugo as an example, for Inugo, and I am responsible for his housing, I am responsible for his NIB, I am responsible for everything while he is here in the Bahamas.
Including repatriation.
He can then not go work for Daphne. He cannot go work for you and get paid a salary.
Right. Now, one of the things that I think that issue with is the second homeowners. And
yeah.
I have been in discussion with our board, chamber board. The chamber board has been in discussion on putting together a leaflet or an information brochure that will be circulated to the second homeowner community specifically, explaining to them what they're doing by contributing to the hiring of persons without a work permit. Because for some, you know, sometimes what happens is the second homeowner now, they start complaining about illegal activity that doesn't include cleaning their house or their yard, but they start complaining about illegal activity and many times into the access for this illegal activity. So we will be putting something together because they think that they are helping the disenfranchised when honestly what they're trying to do. And it's not cheap labor. People keep saying that they're cheap labor. They're not cheap labor. Can you find a worker to work for under $100 a day in Abaco? Gardener or anything?
But what we need to do as an island and the PM, Naughty, the PM was just over here. And if I was him, I would have made time.
I saw him pontificating on a video of the guy, man. Sky pulled his card.
I would have made time to hold the town hall meeting while he was here to talk about and to get ideas and suggestions from the community.
Right.
Not to sit here and, you know, they just got to go. Let's do. But to get ideas. Target the Bahamians that are employing.
I keep losing you. I don't know what you said, Roscoe. But it would have been nice if he. It's about time for the government to hold a town hall meeting with.
Correct.
The chamber, the business community.
I can call a town hall meeting for the township of Marsh Harbor and Spring City, but I can't call a town hall meeting for the whole central area. And then I can get John Pinder invited there, the member of parliament, and probably Kirk Cornish to come. But it goes further than that, because we need to hear from the Minister of Immigration and the Prime Minister on what their plans are, because Bahamians over here have a lot of suggestions and a lot of ideas that need to be presented. Because I can tell you one thing, I've seen it over the years, no government has all the answers.
I get it,
they don't have all the answers.
Could we get some suggestions? Could we get an attempt at getting some answers? Could we have an attempt at some suggestions on a better way forward? This has been going on for 50 years, Roscoe.
Naughty, I agree with you. And I'm in a group. And you know, somebody put in there, I'm not going to call no names, but somebody said, we need another Dorian right now. Well, I don't agree with it, but I know why he said it. Yeah, I know why this person said it, because the illegal building and the illegal shanty towns that are happening are getting out of control. And I've given you, me and Daphne have given a couple great suggestions already in how we can curtail that. Stop the ones that are being built. If you're not here legally, you have leased a foreign national on Crown land. That is illegal. You cannot sublease Crown land out.
It's plain as day. But obviously,
We need to start persecuting the people, the people who are really facilitating these illegal activities.
That was going to be my next point.
Until we start doing that and fining them, hitting them, you know, in the pocket where it counts, nothing will be done. And it's, you know, the government can't do it all. But if they don't get together with the community and get the benefit of the views of the community, then, you know, they're not really serving us.
I'm tired of going to Ministry of Works and showing the head of Ministry of Works illegal buildings being built. I'm tired of showing him and telling him where they're happening. The videos are online every day of foundations coming out of the ground, you know, produced by Kai and Miss Reckley and other activists and Lincoln Bain. Numbers and numerous of people are showing all this footage and nothing.
I mean, I see the footage daily, Roscoe. And like you say, There's nothing outside of the commentary that pops up on social media below it. There's nothing from the powers that be. We got a phone call coming through. Let's get to that real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Well, call back, caller. We're live with Abaco. But one more time, let's try it again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. Oh, okay. Y'all mashing them too hard today. Look like the war room calling and busying out the phones again. That old dirty trick. It's all good. But
Roscoe, why don't the local government think about putting together, you know, maybe having a meeting, a town hall meeting, putting together a bullet point suggestion.
We have no problem with that, Daphne.
Are the MPs available for a meeting like that?
Yeah, they are. Once I give them enough notice, for example, I couldn't do it this month, but let's say next month we can arrange a town hall meeting. Once I get approval from my township, we can arrange a town hall meeting with an invite. And just show you an example, the Chamber of Commerce, immigration, all the relevant agencies and the public, you know, to come. Now, I know a lot of the public would come, but a lot of the public also is going to say,
you keep fading out, Roscoe. I don't hear what you're saying.
I'm saying that we can call a town hall meeting with the chamber and with the relevant agencies, immigration, the police, and the community. There is no problem with that. I just have to get the approval from the township and somebody.
I've lost you again, but one point I would say is if you do have a town hall meeting, you need to have the media there. It needs to be broadly.
We're getting Audie to come up.
We could do it live.
Have a live show with the town. Have it documented. Have it issued to the government with what points of or suggestions come out of the meeting. And then they have it. They have it in black and white in their face. Okay.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Noddy, how you doing? You can hear me now.
Yeah, I can hear you now. What you got for me?
Why
does Pumpkin eat him? What's going on, boy? I must be special. Right, great Pumpkin Eater tuning in, boy.
I'm going to your guest. My grandma taught me manners, you see?
Okay, go ahead, Pumpkin.
But you see, I love that lady right there. I know her. She's very active. But let me say this, though. 2 points. Number one, we need to get serious. We need to charge by him and before the court who put undocumented migrants on their land. And they know this. Need to charge them. Those who harbor, because you know, in law, I can't harbor a criminal in my house. You aware of that, Nutty?
Yeah, that's by law, you can. That's aiding and abetting.
They will charge me. But that part of it is for an undocumented behavior. A migrant is not being reinforced. It could be terrorist attack among them. You see what's happening?
You don't know who's coming in.
Bunch of terrorists?
Yeah, you're absolutely right because you're committing an offense by harboring them and providing them safe housing on your property.
That's right. So we better get serious because what's going on, Nate? Just charge these wicked behemoths, man. Put them before the court. Nutty.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pumpkin. I agree.
Oh, I got you with me. Go to Abaco, man.
I'm trying to go to Abaco and do the show. I can carry you with me if we go, too.
Yeah, man. You talk about it. You got my hookup, right?
Yeah, man. And, of course, don't be no stranger. Always good to hear from you, Pumpkin Eater.
You have a good day.
You too, my brother. Bless.
I said I love you, ladies. You have a good day, too.
Watch it now, Pumpkin. Watch it now.
She's a beautiful woman. I love her too.
Morty, you might have people building on your land over here and you don't know about it.
That's why I got to get down and have a look too and see what's going on. And I got some Texas chiming in. You need to go after the employers. Material costs money. So if you stop the jobs, money, you will stop the building. Another thing is we need to face the fact that illegals pay $5,000 to $10,000 per head. Multiply that by 300 people. You're dealing with big money, an issue deeper than you think.
Always about money.
Ah, boy. Let's go back to the fucking heads. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Okay. Yeah, good afternoon, Nutty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Ingloriousness. Good afternoon to you. Great guest. Loved them. I couldn't wait to hear from Abaco because I was trying to find out what was going on. You because last week, you know what was the hot topic about the riots in the school or the fight between the Haitian Bahamians and the Haitians, whatever. I don't know what type of BS is that, right? But did the National Security Minister make any statement or any press release, you know?
I haven't heard of any.
So then the question becomes why? And so, you know, this is really frightening for me. This is ridiculous. I believe we have a Haitian prime minister, and we have a Haitian PLB spokesman in Mr. Mitchell, because he said when they landed in Angers Saturday, he said that they were on their way to the States. But he seems to know all of this. So then the question becomes, if they headed to the States, why so much of them here? You see, some things are senseless, but everything that somebody says who's educated, they believe it makes sense. But guess what, Wally? Guess what, Nardi? The PLP and the FNM has been playing basketball with the human people, right? Every time they go to hit the free throw, I only say this because it was sports. Every time they go to hit the free throw, they reach down court, they make a back court a violation.
Right.
They don't want to score, you know. They don't want to put the ball in the basket.
No.
They just keep passing the ball.
They got it wide open there, then they bring it back out to the stop and reset the offense and run it again.
You see, Nardi, listen to me. And I hear all the people that are saying what we should do and what we should do as far as to impede this thing, right? But here's what I'm vexed about. The fact that Mr. Bell, who want to put us in hell, right, made a statement about the fraudulent documents issued to obtain legitimate documents, work permits, residency, citizenship, et cetera, whatever, right, through the immigration system. But then through the justice of the peace, the lawyers, and the preachers, them, they should be jailed, you know, because this wouldn't stop. See, we have Haitian Bohemian people who's justice of the peace. You don't think they're selling us out, Lardy? Come on, man. I don't need anyone to agree with me. No,
you always bring up valid points.
They're selling us out, Lardy. This is the information. I have a family member who works up in IT. You can, and C. Allen can tell you. This is why C. Allen was calling for this new paradigm, this citizenship national ID system. You trying to tell me now they issued these documents? There's no way to scrutinize these documents to see who were given documents, legitimate documents from issuing fraud. They can't backtrack and take these things and make these documents that they issued. If I submit a fraudulent document, fraudulent information on my passport to get my passport, then the government...
Correct.
The government,
you're going to jail.
Yeah, the lawyers. My lawyer, we got to do better than this. Otherwise, we just wallowing around in the dirt, man.
You're not like Bob.
Where were the feminist movement when the police was doing that to the females in Goodman's Bay? Where were the feminist movement? Why haven't we called for these people to be fired? Why?
Hey, 52, always a good stuff hearing from you, man, and always valid points. But like Bob say, 52, too much mix up, that's the problem. One more call real quick, then we got to get to the break and wrap up with Abaco. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, who's this?
Hey, Nardi, what's going on, my brother?
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, here's what your guests need to understand, and I don't know why it takes them so long to acknowledge this or to understand this. This present administration, they will do absolutely nothing. They will say absolutely nothing. They will house or entertain absolutely nobody when it comes to this Haitian illegal problem.
Because I concur with
covenant,
you, sir.
Not the promise, because of the covenant they had made with the Haitian community.
On the campaign trail.
On the campaign trail. So I applaud your fight, and I applaud you holding the government feet to the fire. But these two things can do nothing because of the covenant they made. And it's being documented on more than one occasion by the Prime Minister, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Immigration. All these schools, all these guys are ready. You know, they made that covenant.
Hey, so Nordy,
but they will never put themselves in a position where they can be questioned or where they can be held account.
Here you go, caller, and I agree with you on the thing. But what if the government of the Bahamas quit dallying around and put a Freedom of Information Act before Parliament that actually legitimate has teeth, that legitimately you can find out information and you can question? For too long, both administrations, now the FNM did put one in, FOIA, the PLP did, but it has no teeth. We need something to where we can hold these people accountable, because we could talk until we're blue in the face. But until
we Roscoe, you need to explain the reason it has no teeth is because the minister, at the end of the day, has the discretion to determine whether the requested is a security risk or not. And they on that, they can refuse to give you the information. So
but
you need to explain.
That's why I said we need a Freedom of Information Act that has teeth. We need something. And you won't see this government implement anything like that because, lo and behold, there'd be a lot of people that would be held accountable.
Yeah. You know what, Naughty? Your caller that just called in raised a point that I just can't get over. When we had Bahamians protesting at the Bahama CARICOM meetings, and they were sent to the public beach.
Correct.
Goodman's Bay. And arrested. I just can't get over the fact that young Bahamians, I should say young and old, I guess I figure I'm tired of fighting, but the young Bahamians and women and men coming together, how we did not protest. I mean, being arrested, being carted off, being knocked down on the ground, I just can't believe this is happening in our country.
If you would ask me,
And there isn't a riot. Are you kidding? How does this happen? What's going on with people in Nassau, Naughty? They just becoming apathetic and complacent?
Pretty much. It becomes back page news. We become desensitized to it because we keep hearing about it over and over and over again. And this is part of the fabric.
So you just sit down and accept it? Really?
We get back on next Monday and we do it all over again. And we keep holding our feet to the fire and we keep chopping wood and eventually the tree going to fall.
Well, we hold our feet to the fire, but they go into the shoe shop.
I see Miss Lovely logged on
I want to send my regards to her, but right now we really got to get to the break and then we got to get to the news. So Miss Reckley, what you got real quick for us, man? I'm got real quick for us. Unplug your mute there, Miss Reckley. All right, we got a little technical difficulty going on there, but I'm definitely glad to hear from you guys. Next week, let's get everybody together.
I'll have Miss Lovely and Daphne, and there's another guest I would like to come on, a Bahamian, to actually talk about the promises made by the DRA, and she has yet to receive any more assistance. And she was promised X amount of dollars for our house. They keep telling people over here they're making assessments while no money is being distributed or given out to assist people.
All right. Well, we'll pick that up next week for sure. That'll be the topic. And we'll have the special guest.
Listen, I'm signing out. I got another call coming in. They've been trying to call for the last 20 minutes.
We'll talk next week, Daphne. Be safe.
See you next week.
Take care. All right. Thank you. Roscoe, I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
Naughty.
Miss Reckley next week for sure.
I will be in Nassau next week, Monday, for a doctor's appointment, so I'll probably come in studio. But
bring your ugly mug in the studio. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. No problem, man. We'll talk soon. And be safe and appreciate you chiming in Monday. Take care.
God bless the Bahamas, man.
Always. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to that quick break and get to the news, man. Talking Heads, the Monday, March 13th edition continues right after this. Good stuff. Text us, call us, and everybody. And I'll have your answer after the news in the 5 o'clock hour. Calm down.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
original or hot and spicy.
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like original. You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original, you could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need, when and where you need more, or connect with a local representative. Visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. from the bike to computer. Island games. We playing with island games.
Back at you right here on Talking Heads, the Monday, March 13th edition. All right, let's take this call real quick, and then we're going to get into the sports. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Donnie, I want to answer the tribute.
Tribute and gone, man. What was your answer going to be? I was just about to give you all the answer because we got a winner, but what was your answer?
What was it be? Turn the table?
That's a good answer. You would have been absolutely right. Because that was the correct answer.
Well, I read that.
What do you mean you've been? And I was just about to announce the winner off the tax line. But if you give Mr. Producer your information, I can make sure I hook you up today too.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Mr. Producer, get his info for me, man. That's another winner right there. All right. Toilet tissue. That was the number one thing for him in steal from the office. Toilet paper. Cool. Real talk. All right, so let's set it off like we always do today in sports history. Got Pearly zooming in short order. We got special guests this hour. Going to talk to Torino Johnson, former boxing champ and now doing big things as a promoter. And I think Peter Raheem's going to chime in as well, too. But before we get to that, of course, we got to check out Today in Sports History. Very funny there, Texter, roulette paper. What is roulette paper? Give me a definition of roulette paper. Always one. What time you say toilet paper? And I see this way I can catch you, right? Let me scroll down. Scroll down to toilet paper, 4:19 p.m., correct? Yes, 4:19, toilet paper. Yes, I'm looking. You started off at 4:17 with a myriad of answers. Then at 4:18, another set, and then 4:19. There it is, toilet paper. But my winner chimed in at 4:16. So that's why you weren't my winner. Okay? But that's how we do it. Hey, we got Pearly. I think Pearly might be on mute, you know.
You can never mute.
You never had me on mute. I done make a couple comments and all because I said toilet paper, but nobody's listening to
toilet
me.
Toilet paper, that's the number one thing behind Mrs. T from the job.
I really thought it was like rubber bands or staples or even loose or copy paper.
No. Listen.
All good answers.
All good answers. But listen, big up to the crew over there at Naughty Johnny's, man. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. But now that I got you guys, get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And we got a special guest today, right, Peter?
Yes, we do. The one and only Toriano Johnson, the amazing Bahamian boxer. And look forward to that interview. And
we got him zoomed in yet, Mr. Producer?
I believe he is zoomed in.
We got the champ zoomed in. Last time I saw him, he was hitting baseball is a Don't Blink celebrity baseball game, softball game.
Multi-talented young man.
Yes, sir. Doing big things. So welcome to the show, champ. How you doing, man?
Well, I can't complain, you know, enjoying life at this moment.
Good stuff, man. What's been going on for you personally over the last couple of years, man? You know, like post-career.
Well, of course, you know, right now, you know, I'm in preparation trying to do a show back home here. Home here in the Bahamas. Hopefully we can get it done as early as September. But I'm trying to get my body back in shape after suffering a terrible loss, you know, in 2020. You know, that one really hurt me bad. But yes, I'm just trying to get back into the ring right now.
Oh, so we working on getting back into the ring, champ? I like to hear that, man.
Oh, yes. You know, well, above all, you know, I fight for my family, I fight for my country, but more than that, I fight because this is what I was born to do.
Listen, me personally, I think, you know, apart from a little hand injury and maybe that last bout outing, I still think you got the key to taking out Triple G, though. I still think you got all the answers to him, man. We still got champ or we lost champ on that one?
Oh, yeah. No, I heard you there. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, about Triple G. I'm a big fan of Triple G. I love the guy, but the truth is, my focus right now is
on the Charlo for the WBC world title, and that's where I'm getting at.
All right.
Triple G is still fighting. Yes, I definitely would like to take
him. I just feel that you are a great matchup for him, man. You presented a lot of problems matchup-wise to his style.
No, you're 100% right. You know, truth be told, though, I'm trouble for any fighter. I am trouble for any fighter. So, of course, when I come to the fight, I come and I bring it. You know, and I bring it all. I leave it all right there in the ring. You would never get a half-stepping fighter. I don't come for the paycheck. I come for the win.
The win first. I like it. So let us know about your promotion that's coming up at home, champ. What you got lined up for us? What are you bringing to the shores?
Oh, but definitely you guys would be the first to know.
So is this like a promotion company that's going to be bringing boxing back here in various forms?
Well, yes, because it is now that, you know, I'm focusing on, you know, I probably only have about 5 to 6 more fights left in my tank. And yes, I definitely would like to bring a fight home here in the Bahamas. In fact, that one has been long overdue, as I have never headlined a card in the Bahamas. So I'm looking forward to making that happen under my very own promotion. And that is something working very hard on that. Hopefully I can get some partners or teams out there in the Bahamas in the public. You know, who are interested in a fight of such.
Well, definitely, I think what you have to look at, boxing is definitely making a comeback now. You got a lot of youth programs going on, a lot of youngsters coming up with a lot of potential. So I think, you know, as history often repeats itself, I think we're on the cusp of seeing a new generation of boxing here. And obviously, you know, good opportunity for you to bring the international brands here at home. I think it's set to do really, really well.
Well, you know, my whole... one of my perspectives is never to allow history to repeat itself in the Bahamas. As it is, you know, it took us more than 20 years to have a fighter even medal at the Commonwealth Games and the Commonwealth Championship. You know, Stevie Heat, Larry Moore, he was the last fighter that brought home such a glorious medal at the Commonwealth. And then 20 years later, there was Toriano Johnson, home as myself. And, you know, even for the Olympics, you know, for the likes of that, you know, I feel that we have the talent for that. Why do we have to wait 20 years for another Toriano Johnson to come a birth when we have the role? It is sad what the young, and I'm not just saying the country itself, you know, but the young men and women in this country, I believe, is being given a great disjustice as, you know, they are naturally talented, but they aren't given the focus on as they deserve, you know.
Toriano, you're I know you have the Blue Marlins Boxing Clubs. You've been working with the young people in the Bahamas to help them become better boxers, and hopefully that leads to a successful boxing career for them. How satisfying is that for you, helping the younger generation to follow in your footsteps and make their own legacy?
You know, it's awesome that you say that, and this is nothing that is pre-recorded or even pre-spoken of. That is awesome. Thank you for this opportunity to even say that. You know, I find it that, hey, if you don't like what I got to say or what I say, we can fight about it. Honestly, we can fight about it. But I'm going to be straight up. I find it sad that it is those of yesterday, the senior guys of yesterday, who find it to self-glorify themselves and looking at the days of olds and glorify themselves. When we have young men and women right here in this country at this moment, who we ought to be bringing up and praising them so we can help push them along the way so we can garner enough support for them to make it past where we were. You know, Toriano only made it, didn't just make it to the Olympics. Toriano actually made it to the quarterfinals, winning 2 preliminary fights in an Olympic in 2008, in which he had qualified for. That says a lot. That says a lot. Hence, for me, a good leader always leaves a successor. And so for me, bringing up the mighty Marlins, and I don't just work with my boxing club. I work with numerous other boxing clubs. And it's only a joy to see the young men and women have a passion and desire to surpass me, which that brings me great pleasure. That right there shows that, you know what, it is not about Toriano. It's more so for this country, and even more than that, for the young men and women, giving them an opportunity, a time to shine.
What do you feel can be done? Like, what can we, with our platform and what can be done to advance boxing from where it is now to be closer to where it really should be in when it comes to behavior?
You know, it you can play a pivotal role, as in, you know, you guys are the voice, and you're not just an audience. You are also parents. You are also neighbors, brothers and sisters of young men and women who are out there, you know, and doing activities, you know, and so forth. And you want to see them do positive. And if you put them in hands of folks out there who are not respectful to these young men and to their talent, those kids can end up going astray. And if you do tend to put them in the hands of those guys, tend to be exploited or even abused. And so for the voice where you guys, for the platform that you have, you are the voice, perhaps you can do much by letting the community know, you know, what program is out there and what do you stand for. There has to be moral values and standards that goes into these programs. You cannot just have anybody leading a youth program because, hey, these youth can be the leaders of tomorrow. And that said, we have to take this very serious. And from what I see so far, you know, we don't have that. So perhaps maybe you guys can get together. Well, you know, you can start analyzing and viewing these things. And in fact, you guys can start participating, you know, not just being a radio host. How about you becoming the president of the Amateur Boxing Federation, which is so needed right now?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, in addition to like corporate sponsorship, you need support from the community as well to keep this going. Well, consider this a platform, champ. You could always chime in here and get your message out and what you're doing with your youth program and keep us posted on what's going on. About between 5 or 6 more fights left. So you're aiming to get back in the ring. When we look to see you back in the ring for a tune-up?
Oh, well, yes, I would like to put on a show, but, you know, I asked the guys right here in the Bahamas. To tell you the truth, there's nobody in the Bahamas for me to fight, so I have no problem putting on an exhibition show with our top professional boxers and amateur boxers. Now, that is excluding. I'm not suicidal. I'm not going in the ring with Amon Sands or Sherman the Tank Williams. But any other fighter out there, yeah, hey, we can go in there. We can put on an exhibition show. And hey, that right there would probably bring back boxing in our country. And I've been watching a card that looks like it's going to come to pass. It's an all-females card. I'm all for that.
Michelle Minus will be on the show on Thursday to discuss that in the 5 o'clock hour.
I'll say that again.
Michelle Minus will be on Thursday to discuss that all-female boxing show coming up on Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour. She'll be here.
Okay, great. In the same time, my cousin Ray Minus Jr., I understand it is dedicated. I'm not sure how a female's or God will be honoring Ray, but in truth, it's a good start for boxing in the Bahamas.
Hey, all female card to get most boxing fans back out there, though, champ, you know.
I have a question for Toriano before you go. If I was to visit, I understand you did your training in Cuba. I've never been to Cuba, but I hear good things. If I was to visit Cuba for the first time, let's say I go tomorrow, is there something I should look for when I land at the airport? A certain type of food, maybe a good restaurant? What would you recommend I go?
I am so sorry. I've lived in Cuba for almost 9 years. And I must tell you, I love Bahamian food. That's all I can say. I just love Bahamian food. So I can't give you no ups and no downs in that. I just love Bahamian food. I'm picky like that. Bahamian food all day, every day.
All right, then. I'll have to ask the locals when I go.
Well, we appreciate you chiming in, champ. And like I said, whenever you need to get on, we got you. And whenever you need to get out there, we'll get that message out for you, man. And we'll keep a close eye on what's going on with you to make sure I keep everybody back home informed what you're doing foreign and what you're doing locally as well. All right?
Man, appreciate it, man. God bless you guys and continue to do the good work you're doing now.
All right, champ. You be safe. Looking forward to seeing you back in the ring real soon. All right, we'll take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, boy, Pearly, we got to talk, man. The Dolphins got Jalen Ramsey. The Bears just signed Tremaine Edmonds from the Bears. What's otherwise? We ain't done jack. Anyway, take me to the break.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with a defined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, and the Monday, March 10th edition continues. And yeah, man, listen, got to big up my crew from KFC Nassau. Listen, don't forget Tuesdays, Crazy Tuesdays. You get five pieces of chicken for, $10. You get the two thighs, the two legs, and the wing. And get it original, all right? Don't be fooled by that spicy come lately, my boy, that's great. Ain't a nominee with the spicy. It's all about the original. The 11 herbs, that's why they got me. You know what I'm talking about. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
You didn't mention the quarterback Las Vegas signed for $67 million.
Hey, my brother, I was just about to get into that on the flip side with Pearlie and Peter, but now that Garoppolo is a new Las Vegas Raider.
Okay.
What do you think about that? I think it's a stopgap. For what they're going to do in the draft. I think they're going to draft the kid out of Florida.
Yeah,
groom him for a couple of years and let Jimmy Garoppolo be the stopgap. We got Pearlie back or no? Pearlie.
I'm right here.
Peter, I got a question for you coming up. Listen, Pearlie.
I'm right here.
The Dolphins' odds to win the Super Bowl prior to the Jalen Ramsey period, plus 3,500. The Dolphins' odds to win the Super Bowl after the Jalen Ramsey trade, plus 3,500. What do you think of the trade?
Wait till we get Derrick Henry.
Oh, you say what? Is that Derrick Henry like rumor gaining some steam?
Yes, it is.
So, Pearlie, y'all can tell me now y'all going for Derrick Henry now. Y'all going for Derrick Henry on top of everything. Derrick Henry now.
I don't know why they would do that, but okay. Just makes sense.
Hold on, Peter. I'll tell you everything why they do that. You pitch up 20 or 30 points early with the explosive offense, and in the middle of the third quarter to the end of the game, you run Derrick Henry to the point of nauseam. Clock killing machine.
I agree. That's a great formula, but it's a good running back class. You can get three good running backs in this draft.
If you're talking price him now, yeah. Okay, that's a pretty pricey addition.
If Derrick Henry gets hurt, you know, you're done, but you can get a running back in the third and then two in the fourth, or one in the third, one in the fifth, and another one, a free agent, under out the free agent, and you're set.
But if hold on.
They can do it.
Hold on a second, Pete. I think Pearlie was on to something the other day when he brought up that they re-signed Savion Ahmed, and they didn't do Gaskin, they didn't do Wilson, they didn't do Mostert. That may be a plan, okay, but that's a backup to Henry if anything happens. That's your backup for Henry if they make the deal. But what are they proposing for Henry? A trade, obviously, but what are you going to trade?
Yeah, second round pick. Ain't getting more
than God.
Hold on. When you see
let's listen to our foremost expert on the draft.
Jalen Ramsey went for a third, so you don't think Derrick Henry could be gotten for a second, Peter?
No. Okay. They have no first round pick.
Right.
They have no third round pick. Right.
No, No. We have a second round, a third round, and a seventh round pick. That's all we got.
So you have a third round pick left after Jalen.
We got from New England for Devontae Parker.
Great. So you have one third round pick, you have one second round pick, and you have what's the other pick you have?
Six or seven rounder.
Right. Okay. So you trade a second round pick in theory for Henry. Okay.
Okay.
So you have a third round pick. I mean, like, what's why?
Peter. Do you think if the Dolphins were to draft a cornerback in third round, he'll be as good as Jalen Ramsey?
No, the cornerback makes sense.
Do you think if the Dolphins draft a cornerback in the third round in this draft, he would be as good as Jalen Ramsey in September? Yes or no? Simple yes or no.
Again, I agree with the trade
Peter, I'm getting at something.
I agree with the trade for Ramsey. I agree with the third round pick for me.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't agree with sending a second round pick.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Do you think if the Dolphins or any team picks a second round in the second round, a running back, he'd be as good as Derrick Henry in September?
No. Not of any team. Carolina has a billion picks. They can make a trade.
No, listen to me.
You don't have a salary cap issues.
Peter,
so you need to drop.
Peter, you're not listening. Do you think if the Dolphins were to use a second round pick and get a running back, would he be as good as Derrick Henry in September?
Is Derrick Henry playing all 17 games?
It doesn't matter, Peter. The question is, would he be as good? Would he be at the level? Would he start?
Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute. If you can afford it salary cap wise and make the numbers work, I would trade a second round pick for Derrick Henry right now. I'm trying to go all in and win now mode, which is obvious what the Dolphins are doing.
Here's where it doesn't make sense. What you could do is take your second round pick, trade back, try to pick up another fourth or maybe a third. If you find somebody gullible enough, you could get a third round pick. Save the money for Derrick Henry. Go in, outbid the Bears with David Montgomery, who fits your scheme. That makes sense. Draft a running back in the second or third round. Because your scheme, which Dolphin fans love to talk about, you know, they don't know Dolphins better than everybody else. Well, the scheme that you run came from San Francisco, which came from, which came from Shanahan's father in Denver, which means you need more than one good running back. So Henry is good, great, he's fantastic, top five easily. But if he gets hurt, you can't give him 3,000 calories a season. It's not going to work. So you need, that's why the 49ers have three good running backs. And they run that system better than anybody else. You need three deep. That's why I'm hoping the Bears draft a running back and resign Montgomery, because you need three running backs. They drafted a running back last year. It didn't work out. They're going to draft another one this year and try to resign Montgomery. So it's great if you're playing Madden. But it's not great in real life because people get hurt, especially with a 17-game season. If at the trade deadline, right, you're like, okay, I can give and take because, you know, you've only got to play so many games. Yeah, okay, fine. But you're getting him over the entire season. And if he gets hurt, you've got nothing behind him. That's my issue. And you're not one running back away.
Peter, Anybody can get hurt. That's the NFL. Who says they're not going to have anything behind them? Who says they're not going to have anything behind them?
How can you afford anything behind him with no cap and after you pay him?
Okay,
and
no cap. Cap. The Dolphins got $32 million today and will add another $18 to that come June 1st. Talking about no cap. $56 million to spend.
Really? Had how many, the Bears lead with $75 million right now. So let's just play.
Atlanta's good for y'all. Good for y'all.
That's number two. So I don't know where you come up with $96 million all of a sudden. That's number one.
I didn't say 96. You don't listen.
Go ahead.
I said we got 32 million right now when we did Tyreek and Bradley Chubb contract. We got 31 plus almost 32 million. When we cut Byron Jones, we get another 18 million added to our money.
56, how much does Jalen Ramsey cost?
Jalen Ramsey is costing us, I think, less than 18.
Right, but he's costing
15 or something like that.
So let's add in the numbers.
We have the money for Jalen Ramsey. We have the money for Derrick Henry, and we have the money to sign some other players.
But you gotta subtract those numbers.
We have the money for Jalen Ramsey. We have the money to sign Derrick Henry. We'll have the money to sign some other players as well.
Are you signing any offensive lineman to block for Tua?
We have the money to do that.
Okay.
We have money to draft that. We have a pick to that second
but
round.
Peter, let me just.
Make up these numbers?
I don't know what you're worrying about my Dolphins. Like you said, you're the expert. What you worrying about my
Dolphins? Listen. Let me just interject this here.
You losing sleep over Miami.
I got to ask you this, Peter. You got a lot to say about the Dolphins, but what about Austin Ekeler to the Bears? I'm hearing this is gaining some traction right now.
It isn't happening. He doesn't fit what they want to do.
What you mean it Bears, doesn't?
He doesn't fit what they want to do.
Hold on.
The Bears run a zone scheme. They run on their runs.
Is that your opinion or is that what you're reading?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Can I speak, Earl? Can I speak?
Go ahead.
You ain't no expert on the Bears. There's a guy I'm an expert on Dolphins. So can I speak?
Go ahead.
I was about to give you the reason. And people say a bunch of foolishness on online, and I'm like, it makes no sense.
Boy, you're pushing the buttons today, Burley.
So here we go. The Bears run about 40% outside zone and about 20% inside zone. About 50% outside zone, about 40% inside zone. He doesn't fit that. He doesn't. The Bears have an outside zone guy in Khalil Herbert. So they want to bring back David Montgomery as an inside zone guy. They don't need what Ekeler does.
But I hear they're letting Montgomery hit the open market, though, to test the market.
They're not letting him do anything. He's decided he wants to see what he can get. They made him an offer, and he's like, I want to see what I can get. And Poles isn't overpaying anybody, which is why when you see McGinty go to the Broncos for an insane amount of money, he was like, well, you want to get $50 million guaranteed? Go ahead. We're not going to overpay. And then as I was talking to Earl about offensive line, the price of offensive linemen is ridiculous. The mediocre right tackle from the Jaguars just went to the Chiefs for $20 million a year. There's no way in God's green earth that makes sense. But you got to overpay. That's why the Bears didn't sign and pay you $20 million a year for mediocre play. I mean, you're not great. You're a little bit above average. I'll just draft a guy with my 2 second round picks and he'll give me, you know, pretty good production for the value. So that's why I'm like, you need to build through the draft, trade down, accumulate picks, draft. Because when you remember the awesome Eagles team, the dream team version 2 with all those guys didn't win. They didn't even sift the AFC championship game.
Well,
eventually you can't, it's not Madden where you have a bunch of superstars and then you have garbage on the back end and you're going to win. You need depth. You need a quality roster. And 49ers have a great roster, 1 through 53. For example, Dallas, great roster, starters. 49ers have a better roster, 1 through 53. Dallas has a very good roster comparable to the 49ers in the 1 through 30. But it's the other side. That's the 49ers are better. Eagles are better, 1 through 50. They have the best roster, one of the best rosters.
Hold on, Peter. You can't say the Bears, the Eagles got the best roster. They're losing players and free agents Israelites out of Egypt.
Last year. God, 30 years old, making all that money. God bless him.
But check out other signings real quick, because today, for the final time, we got Overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen, and he's breaking down Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Ramsey to the Dolphins, the draft news, and some of this free agency fallout. Patrick Peterson is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. The Buccaneers have brought back their number one quarterback, Jamel Dean. The Falcons signed Jesse Bates from the Bengals to a four-year deal, so he's out of Cincinnati. The Bears have signed Tremaine Edmonds from the Buffalo Bills, the linebacker, to a four-year, $72 million deal. So
here's the crazy part. That's more money than Roquan got. So Bowles is still sticking it to Roquan Smith with his hold in. You know, I'm not going to practice. I'm not going to come to camp. I'll just, you know, I'm going to come, sorry, but I'm not going to practice. I'll be in sweats, you know. And so he's like, okay, well, you want to go somewhere else and be a distraction? Great. You could be a distraction. We'll ship you somewhere else. Got a second round pick for him and then sign somebody else, his replacement, for more money. So, yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo is a Las Vegas Raider, Pearly. What do you think about that?
I love it.
I still think it's a stopgap. I still think they're going to draft the kid from Florida.
But the kid from Florida is not going to be ready for a couple of years.
Exactly. So Jimmy's the stopgap.
A couple of years. He's thrown in 4 years at Florida less passes than Tom Brady threw last year. Just last year in 10 games.
Well, then maybe three. A couple of years don't necessarily mean two, you know, Peter. A couple of years. Just being
hold
vernacular.
On.
A couple of years.
But no, no.
4 years.
But Pearly, the kid from Florida, they said that he makes all the throws properly. All right? He can make all the NFL throws.
That's the combines. That's
right.
Sitting
in, no
not as the NFL. That's a lot different.
Trey Lance made all the throws, too. He was amazing in his combine workout.
So did Mitchell Trubisky. Mitsubishi.
Again, right. 1 year wonder. 1 year starter. Oh, God.
I'm telling you.
You're quite happy with this Jermaine Edmonds signing then. That's what you're telling me? This makes sense to you.
Jermaine Edmonds is, I think, 20. He's been to two Pro Bowls, and he's, what, 24, I think? Because he came out at 20 years old. So it's a great signing for the Bears. He shows up the middle. They're going to move Sanborn to... The key of this isn't Edmonds. The key is the linebacker the Bears got from the Eagles, the middle linebackers. He can play Will, Sam, or Mike. So Edmonds goes to Mike. The linebacker the Bears just signed from the Eagles, he's going to go to Will or Sam, strong side or weak side. And then Sanborn, who was the starting middle linebacker, he's going to go to, you know, wherever is left over. But the good thing is that the other two linebackers, Sanborn can play Mike if Edmonds gets hurt. And the linebacker they signed from, who's, by the way, from Chicago, they signed from the Eagles. He's from Chicago. He played quarterback at a high school in Chicago. He can play Mike linebacker because, like you say, people get hurt all the time. So, and with the amount of nickel sets that you're in, because you're in a nickel or dime 60% of the time. So if one of your linebackers goes down, you're still okay because you only need 2-1 linebacker for 60% of your play. So they're going to be okay. They're going to be fine. The Bears hoping that the D tackles from Georgia drops to 9. He could, with his reckless driving issues. We'll see with that. Or they could sign Jones to play the 3 technique from Denver. We'll see what happens there. Denver may not have any money after paying everyone in the world. Here's what happens in Tampa because they have no quarterback. Trask is trash. I don't know what they're going to do. They can't draft a quarterback because they're not be able to move up to get somebody. Garoppolo is gone. Lamar, as far as I know, hasn't gotten one single offer. I don't know what they're going to do in Tampa, but I think that the Bucs ship has sailed. The best team in Florida is, again, the Miami Dolphins. So, here we go.
And incidentally, Mr. White, or the Jets backup, is now our backup.
Yeah, I was going to say that. 2 years, $16 million, that's a pretty good signing right there.
Let me say it again. In the NBA, NFL, National Hockey League, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, the best team in Florida right now is the Miami Dolphins. So, there you go.
On paper.
Well, yeah, on paper.
Because, you know, once that whistle blows and the kickoff starts, dysfunction sets in.
We had no dysfunction on our team this year. We had injuries.
I was talking about the fans, man. I wasn't talking about the team. I'm talking about you.
Don't start me up because you're not done anyway.
You're not done what? You don't have a picture to take in here, you know. Don't run off the reservation now, Pearly.
But I think the Dota Dolphins fans rank in the top 10 usually in best fans in the NFL.
Yes, indeed. Most resilient.
Dallas is up there. Steelers fans are up there. I think Eagles fans are routinely in every list, good and bad.
All right.
NFL fans, right?
Well, we got to get to the break, all right? And then out of the break, Rich Eisen will be taking us home. But Texter, listen out. Rich Eisen's got a great breakdown on Lamar Jackson. What's your take real quick, fellas, on Lamar Jackson?
He's right where he's supposed to be.
Huh?
He's right where he should be.
Well, I heard a rumor, Dom, the back channels of the internet, real back, that the Ravens are, you know, they're gonna go after Hopkins.
The Ravens?
The Ravens are gonna give him. He's gonna not get an offer. The Ravens are gonna present him an offer, and he's gonna sign a hefty contract. He's just not gonna get the guarantee money he wants.
I hear Cowboys might make a trade for Hopkins, though.
We can see. They say that they're hearing that. You know, the ownership and the GM is sick and tired of hearing the complaints. He needs a receiver. So they're like, you know what? Fine. You know, you're gonna play out this year at $32 million. You're gonna use that rest of the money to get your receiver, and we'll see what you can do. And if you pan out, great. We'll give you the extension you want and end the season. If not, fine. We'll draft somebody. So
well,
Justin Fields is kind of in the same boat because they get him. He got three receivers now on a tight end to fix the offensive line. So it's like, buddy, if you play great this year, we're fantastic. If you don't, we got two first round picks next year. We can trade up and get the guy from USC. So it's make or break for Justin Fields and
the dude who wears Fink, who won the Heisman.
I believe he voiced anyway. That he wants to play for the Miami Dolphins.
Let's go to the break on that.
For the
let's go to the break on that and let Rich Eisen take us home, man. I'll see you all tomorrow, my brothers. Good stuff as always. Pearly, your Dolphins, though, your Dolphins. I ain't gonna lie, I might put a little betting on them for AFC champs with the Island game, you know. Get them odds now, you know, 3,500 to 1. I bet a dollar on you all and you'll win the AFC championship. That's $3,500 I just won.
I'm about to do that.
Let's do that. And we'll talk later, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home with all the unravelings from NFL free agency, which opened today. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour, second hour. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, March 14th edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always rising and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets@Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order, all mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
What do you got over there, Christopher?
Gonna rain 3 inches tomorrow, guys. Sheesh. Be careful. All right, here we go. Overreaction Monday. You know, big trade on Friday.
huge
shockwaves through the NFL draft. Bears could have gotten more.
That's ridiculous.
They could have got more.
No, it's not.
You have the number one pick.
No.
You got four good quarterbacks.
No.
They could have got more. Come on.
Overreaction.
Hold out.
Get out of here. Come on. They got DJ Moore. They could have gotten more picks, but they got DJ Moore.
More picks.
They could have gotten another selection and hoped they turned into DJ Moore. Don't forget DJ Moore in this trade is significant. They got an actual player who's actually played in the NFL and has actually shown he's terrific at his craft. Not the rest of it is all on the come, and you got to figure out who you're going to get and make some hay out of four very high draft choices. But I thought Ryan Poles nailed it, man. MoveOn.org. What else you got over there?
311 100-yard seasons in 5 years for DJ Moore.
Yeah. Yeah. With a whole bunch of quarterbacks named Sam Darnold and P.J. Walker and Baker Mayfield just last year alone. Come on, man. What else you
hey,
got,
respect
Chris?
Kyle Allen, Rich, right?
Kyle Allen.
Please.
Rich, thank I'm you. Glad you're on the Stroud train. I've been saying I would take him one overall since the beginning, and I think he's going to take the Panthers to the playoffs this year.
We call that an overreaction. Well done. That's
you could make a case.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
If the Panthers take him number one,
yeah,
he'd be the best quarterback in the NFC South.
Don't disrespect Derek Carr like that, man. This kid's a rookie. This kid's a rookie. Come on now.
And we saw what he did against Georgia.
We all know that all defensive coordinators in the NFL need to do is just watch two Michigan tapes to show that you can make him flinch a bit.
Make the wind blow that day? Like,
okay. By the way, it was also cold. He'll play cold. Really good.
It was cold.
Yeah, it's not a Rancho Cucamonga anymore.
It was cold.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Rancho
Cucamonga.
He's terrific, and I think he's got a shot to be the number one overall pick, but take this team to the playoffs just right off the bat. I let's just put it this way. I think it's more likely, and I know we're mixing our Monday and Friday segments, it's more likely a team that wins the NFC South next year is above 500 than the Panthers winning the division with a raw rookie coming out of the draft number one overall. So
no, those teams could be bad.
I'll just say, I'm not saying right. It's not possible. I'm saying that's an overreaction as we return to the actual construct of this segment.
Okay. Was it last week or the week before? I said four quarterbacks would go in the top 10. We're changing it. Four quarterbacks in the top five.
You got to think, I will say that's not an overreaction right now. I thought you were going to go, it's going to start with four.
One,
in
two,
a
three,
row.
Four. Maybe next week.
I don't think so. But you look at the Panthers are going to take one, Texans going to take one, the Colts are most likely going to take one. The Seahawks, Pete Carroll said last week, hey, we're up this high. We very rarely have been since our first year as the last 10. Let's not do this without kicking the tires at a quarterback. And those are your five. And I think the Cardinals are going to trade out because somebody's going to get nervous that Richardson's going to fall to the Colts. So I'll say that's good. I'll allow it. I think that's a good reaction. That's not an overreaction at all right now. And that would be, again, the Bears' total dream. Get all the quarterbacks they're uninterested in taking off the board and push everyone else down and create a much greater glut of top-notch talent at number nine for them. So,
I like that.
What else?
We're just going to keep talking about this because I'm utterly unconvinced of your position. The Rams are already tanking for Caleb Williams.
That's ridiculous. How do you tank with Aaron Donald sitting there?
Teams have good players, and they tank all the time.
How do you tank with Cooper Kupp sitting there?
He's coming off of an injury,
and he's an older player. How do you tank with Matthew Stafford?
They're going to trade him.
They're not going to trade him.
If someone makes him a good enough offer, see you later, and they bring back Baker Mayfield on a 1 year.
Look, it's as simple as this. You cannot F all them picks forever. At some point,
which is why you should tank
the credit
and start over.
Card bill is due.
The guy who plays at their old stadium.
At some point, you can't have Hall of Famers or future Hall of Famers or potential future Hall of Famers all over the lot. You can't. And if you look at your cap and you look at the way your roster is constructed, and you need Jalen Ramsey, as they did at the time, to put them over the top and help put them over the top, and by the way, he did, you look at your assets and say, most. And the fact that he only was gone for a third, just look no further than the fact that the Dolphins guaranteed his salary this year and next. Would Jalen Ramsey be on the Dolphins if they hadn't done that? And would the Rams have gotten a higher draft choice than a third rounder had that not been the price that Miami felt it needed to pay or had to pay? Everything is all relative. And I'm not ready to say the Rams are tanking. You gotta, I'm telling you, one or two wins next year is going to put you in the Caleb Williams-Drake May battle. That's it. So somebody, and by the way, if you want to look at a team that's far more well-positioned to do it in that division, it's Arizona. Because they're not going to have Kyler Murray back till midseason. And if Kyler doesn't come back till midseason, and suddenly they're looking at two wins, zero wins going into November, well then, Kyler Murray's time in the barrel as Josh Rosen / Justin Fields might be happening. But that's so far down the road. Overreaction.
Getting you ready. You know who's making moves? You know who's not tanking? The Miami Dolphins. They should be the favorites to win the AFC East.
You know what? They are looking really strong. They are looking really strong. It's all Tua dependent. It's all Tua dependent. And I just still look at Josh Allen and how the Bills win football games, and I still can't jump off the Bills train, but they're putting together a heck of a team, and it's to a deal. I'll say that's not an overreaction, but thankfully I have between now and September to turn the Bills into this year's version of my Chiefs and say somebody else wins the division. But right now, it's definitely a two-team race in the division, all due respect to your team and mine right now.
Our teams are way behind.
You got another one?
But let's be honest, Rich. NFL free agency doesn't really begin until Aaron Rodgers makes up his mind.
That's, by the way, untrue, because free agency begins at 4 Eastern time, and there's only two teams seemingly affected by this. The Raiders didn't wait. They jumped. They took Jimmy G off the board today. The Saints jumped when Derek Carr didn't have to wait. They made their move. Can you, if you don't mind, Hoskins, put up the teams that are quarterback needy, if you don't mind, that we put together as we parsed out Lamar.